what I wanted to do, and I've been just kind of really trying to get my arms wrapped around this whole change to the internet, and the momentum has been slow, and I appreciate you all kind of sticking with me on this, because there's just been so much change out there, and I think one of the things that really strikes me is that the sense of opportunity is perceived very differently in the community now than it was. And that's what I've been trying to put my finger on, and to say let's go where it's going to be instead of where it's been. That's kind of the old Wayne Gretzky thing.
Yeah.
And so, Marion, you've kind of been around watching me gyrate a little bit. Would you give a perspective on the fact, or on the things that you might see, where we're starting to come around and have a little bitter understanding of the whole thing? Or do you feel like we're getting closer?
I do. I think one of the areas is it just takes a while to get familiar with that site and what to use and how to use it. And that's still a process. I sent out a number of emails with their e-bites today and kind of test ones, and I got, Ted Baker wrote back and said that the video didn't come through.
It was video on yours?
Yeah.
I don't know what's up with Baker's computer. I think there may be something, because I'll often have times where they can't get in or something haywire with their computer.
Could be, because they have an old one.
And I'll just bet you that they've got something like a Windows 98 and it's not compatible with that information or something like that.
Well, nobody else said that. And how I've been using it is when I just am doing my follow-up calls, depending how it's going, I sometimes if they can't get to a preview right away, or it seems like it's taking too long to get a business, or they just want more information, I tell them I've got a wonderful program. It's a 4-minute video, and would they be interested in taking a look at it? And everybody said yes, if they've got the ability. So I've sent some of the business ones and some of the products, wellness home ones.
And those were sent out to your current distributors, is that right?
I sent to prospects and current distributors.
Okay, now your question on the videos was what?
Well, just for Ted was the only one I heard that it didn't work.
Oh, no, you just said something, and I was trying to do three things at once. But you said something about everybody said yes, and what?
Everybody said they wanted to, that they would be fine to send it to them. They'd like to look at it.
Okay, and these were some prospects and some people in your group, or am I wrong in
right.
that?
Mostly prospects.
Oh, good. All right, so I've finally now gotten to where I need to be. One of the things that really has been huge in the use of this, and I don't know that you guys could jump right on it, but as you get going here, Marion, you heard the other night that when I was able to figure out somebody's something or other right after the call, you remember that?
Yes, that was one of my people who wanted to get a bed, and she said she tried it and that number didn't work, and so you said, well, let's just go in and look, and you showed her how to do it right then and there.
And so that
was very, very helpful, and what she found out was she was going into the shopping cart, and so once she realized, oh, I need to do it this other way, then that worked. Another thing, the way I used it today was Mary Kidder hadn't been able to get onto the call and was very upset, and so I just emailed her and told her how to get onto one of the taped ones that cover basically the same thing you did. I think that's going to be helpful. you guys there? Yeah. So all of a sudden got so quiet. The phone receptions today are very echoey for me. I think I'm going to switch to a different phone.
People seem to be fading in and out a little bit. Or there seems to be some interference in the background or something. Now, this is Steve.
Hi, Steven.
How are you?
I'm very good.
Cool. Guess I've been on mute all the time. I've been saying hi, but my headset was on mute.
Okay. Oh, hi, Stevie.
How's Uncle Jerry?
We're getting up and rolling here.
Cool.
I am always about a day late and a dollar short, but I'm getting closer and closer to getting this thing nailed down. Thank you for sending that to me. I have been, end of the month is a little bit wild right now because we've got so many silvers breaking this month. So I've not been able to go in depth on that. But our discussions are pretty interesting here lately. Because we're really in a retool mode, and it's not because the retool is saying, all right, the world is perceiving that internet is the future. My big deal here is if you were to ask somebody what area they should study in college, if they were to go back to work because of an economic downturn, what area would they study? And does anybody have any that would be really just kind of ringers?
Business.
Okay, study in business?
B&B.
What was that last one?
Yeah. A lot of people are taking business, marketing.
And what's interesting about business and marketing, is that changing?
Every second.
Oh, yeah, the internet is changing it.
So most people are thinking about marketing on the internet, aren't they?
That's right.
So even the business students, but that's an interesting one you say that, Chuck, because what do you suppose the business students are studying for? Do you suppose they're working on that? I used to think,
Well, another good thing to be studying for right now would probably be how to take care of all the old people when they get old.
As long as there's enough money to pay for it. You see, that's going to be a reshuffle here pretty quick, and that's really our point. But there is another area that you could pretty well guarantee that you're going to go to work. Engineering, specifically, and energy.
Energy is a biggie.
And law enforcement.
Yeah, law enforcement's probably one that's going to be around. They're going to take some cuts because of, the municipals. But those aren't, it's tough to, I guess you could use teaching, which is, again, a government-controlled thing. But isn't it interesting that people don't just say, well, I'm just going to go back to college anymore? Because college is too expensive. And then what do you go into? So really, if we're looking at people who are basically interested in shoring up their resume, or can y'all feel the jobs are changing?
Yep.
So when we talk to people about this internet stuff, let me give you an example of, or let me ask you some questions in terms of, as a group, what do you think in the internet, how do you get people?
On the internet, how do you get people? Well?
By catching their attention.
What do you mean by, getting contacts kind of thing?
Yeah.
You're going to have to have a search engine.
I wouldn't suggest.
MySpace.
What was that?
MySpace.
MySpace.
A few people on MySpace that I'm friends with.
Okay, good. Now we're talking. We're talking in ways that people actually use and think.
So plaque, though.
You've got a bulletin on there about you can too.
There's what about Nikan?
Oh, on my MySpace account where, you know, you access all your friends and stuff, you see pictures. I've got a little, like, blurb or something there about Nikan, business and networking. So somebody that was a CDAP might ask me or whatever, you know, if they type in MySpace and they're searching for networkers or things like that, I'd pop up for business and they could, you know, send me an email or something saying, hey, what's this about? But I recently lost my access to MySpace, so it's kind of useless now.
How do you lose it?
So get in the password and log into your MySpace, plus the email where they send you your new password.
Oh. That would make you lose.
Yeah. So, anyway.
So, as you can see, with all the great brains that we have around here, we know that there is going to continue to be the belly-to-belly recruiting in Nikan. It'll always be there. And it always kind of bops along at about the same level. It's turning up a little bit now. But we want to become more efficient, and we're really in the process of trying to explode. And I know the doggone Russians are exploding. Have you noticed that, Eric?
Yeah, a little bit.
It's very difficult to keep up. I had somebody call me today and said, I have 9 people that have entered, but I got to get them all on auto ship. So can you get all their email? I mean their PIN codes, because they don't know how to read the emails, or they're getting lost in the emails, or nobody finds them in the emails. So I had to go to President's Club today with 9 people to get them on so they could get on auto ship. So what's very interesting is being a part of watching the Russian group go, because they fit the model of what our society used to be when Nikan exploded before, and more like what Amway did in the early days, because their families get together.
You're saying?
What's that?
We need to go find some Russians. Is that what you're saying?
Well, the ethnic groups have always done well in the last 3 or 4 years. Have you ever noticed how the sometimes it'll be the like the Philippines and or Filipinos, and then it may be the Russians that it just explode like crazy. I called Ahuva Simone, and I said, have you got Russians that are going to the convention? She said, well, we decided we're going to hold them back and let them come to the World Convention. And I said, well, I'm trying to get a head count so we could maybe get some interpreters. And she said, well, I have 20,000 Russians. There's a lot of them in Russia. I think she's got 18,000 over there in Russia. But if you watch the last event, there were 1 new platinum under the guys up in Canada at the in San Francisco. And then prior to that, Anna Meyer was the Royal Diamond, the most recent Royal Diamond, and she is Russian-speaking. So with all of those things going on, we know that this is a group of people who can take the traditional Nikan model and explode it. But as Eric brought up with MySpace and business, he's just really now just beginning to kind of crack the nut on how this whole internet interplay works. Chuck and Tracy had a parlay into it, and I dropped the ball. And so Tracy's never forgiven me for that. But I think it was a good...
I was kidding, Tracy.
I think it was a good indicator that we could go out and use old methods. What's really weird is the new methods are so much more effective and so much faster and so much more efficient. But the biggest key factor that I want this group to really start to work on is rewording what we're offering and what we're going to be working toward. Yes, we're going to have a more internet presence. Yes, we're going to adopt a way to have people become organized, and then you can have people from all over the country jumping into your teams. But it still comes back to the same issue of how do you sell a concept to a modern thinker, somebody who's been bombarded with too much information, too much sales information. What is it that's going to turn their crank or interest them? Have any of you on this call ever got fed up with too much advertising?
All the time.
Why, I turned off my television. And which media do you get too much advertising in?
TV.
Radio.
Lots in TV. Are there other areas where you get too much advertising?
Magazines.
Emails.
Every website. Emails and websites. And so you go on websites and you got all these bong, bong, bong things and all that stuff, right?
Right.
So if that's the case, how do you sneak into that? How do people actually get literally thousands of prospects in a month for crappy little network marketing companies on the internet if everybody's frustrated with the advertisings on the internet?
Well, there are search engines that people can go to that are for people who are looking. I mean, that's where those big companies get the names. They are somehow advertising for people who are looking for something.
Well, here's a thought, and this is, you guys are going to see more and more of this as we get farther into it. I'm right now in the midst of trying to figure a lot of this stuff out, and I've got some interesting materials and gurus and people with experience and been talking to networkers that have actually done it and done it very well. And one of the things you're going to see is that when I go on the internet and I'm researching something, anything really, I'll click all over the place. Have you all found that to be true in your case? And when you're clicking from one thing to the other, what generally do we look for? In a general category, we're looking for
keywords,
information, useful information, right?
Right.
Well, what is apparent about these new network marketers, and it's only the very beginning within network marketing to be successful with this stuff. There was a big blowout at the beginning of all just the slobber heads that just kind of fall all over each other. But today, it's a multi-tiered effect, but it's really about giving people useful information and giving away things free. That's why you're seeing more and more access to more and more quality information on the internet. And as people go pick up that quality information and you give them free information, what you're trying to do is to establish a rapport, establish a trust, establish an allegiance, or they're kind of beholding. If you give them very, very good quality information in a subject matter, they're really looking for answers. The old idea was that you sit back and you wait and you sell that in a book or something.
And a lot of it now is saying, publish an ebook, for example, of really quality information. Now, this is not generally for the whole world that every one of your distributors is going to end up doing that, but what are some of the areas that we have expertise in that the world as a whole might go fishing for on the internet?
Any of the ailments that people have.
So they'll fire all over the place looking for links that answer questions to their ailments, right?
Yes.
One of the things that I find very interesting is that a lot of these people who are doing this will set up front-end websites, and they'll pull people in areas where somebody might have their own interest or their own expertise, and they just write that stuff down. So I'm going to ask a question just generally. If you were to provide a place for people to get information, even if it was just connecting to, you were kind of the central hub, but you've done a lot of research, it's where your heart is, or you might be able to say, you know what I found when I was traveling to Kauai with these things, what area would you have the greatest expertise in that others could use or want? I'm going to start with Steve. What do you think that is?
Wellness. Not hurting.
I'm going to take that. That's interesting. I'm going to remember that, but I have something in my mind that jumps out very different from that. You could follow up with wellness, but I think there's a lead in which people would flock to you.
Okay.
The second, Marion, what do you think you could provide and to the community that is...
Okay, what I would say for Steve is anything to do with the computer, because he's the expert.
No.
Travel, hiking, recreation kind of things, kayaking, all
good.
That kind of stuff.
Good. Very good. Exactly. Eric, what would yours be?
Could you please repeat the question real quick?
If you were going to be supplying people information in an area of great passion or fun for you or something where you feel like you really have something to give back to society, and people just in your circle of friends or your life came to you for information, plugging in, going here, going there, what area do you think they would come to you for? It's just kind of naturally.
Stuff about cars, snowboarding, some minor engineering stuff. Most recently, how to make more money.
Good. Very. That's cool, because there are areas, that's awesome. This is stimulating some good thought here. How about you, Chuck?
I mean, I haven't the slightest idea.
I know.
What?
He's just the fix-it guy. He knows everything. He knows how to... build homes and do electrical plumbing. He knows anything and everything that has to do about construction.
Kind of handyman shortcut type things, huh?
Yeah, he's...
And special techniques. What do you think, Chuck?
I could do that.
How about you, Tracy?
Well, that's really hurt. I don't know. Everybody else is rambling off stuff. I would say, what people would call me about, probably, prayer. Pray with them. Animals, things that have to do with animals.
good. So there would all, for all of you then, it would be fun to research those areas, to provide information for people in those areas, and you just feel kind of at home and relaxed about that, right?
Yep.
Well, this is one of the concepts that's been really interesting lately, is that people are discovering some of those areas as potential areas in which they can be contacted. And you build up a network kind of around those things that you do. Through that network, you can provide helpful, free information and establish lists of people that keep coming back, maybe referring other people to you. From that group, that's what a lot of the internet stuff is, where for some reason when you're in those categories, you can create a compelling little one-liners that make people read in somebody else's stuff about something you're doing, and then they go, wow, you know, I think I'll pop over there. My son, it would be swing dance. And surprisingly, almost anything there is to do in the world, there are people clicking all over the snot on that stuff. Now, if they came to that and gained a relationship with you, and you were able to make a names list, out of that name list, if you were to write some materials or something like that and have little links that would pop over, you'd just be amazed what I found out the other day. That's how they're popping into other sites. They're popping into eventually their network marketing options. So you see, it's a very intriguing way to get people to take a look and actually come to you asking for information.
Hey, so Jerry, I got an email today, and it's called the Ultimate Traffic Blueprint.
Traffic Support.
Can you hear me?
I think you said Ultimate Traffic, and then it broke up a little bit. What was after that?
Blueprint.
Oh, Blueprint, okay.
And if you want, I can send it to everybody. I haven't read it all, but it's basically talking about what you're saying. And it sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. Now, what's interesting about that is that our network marketing opportunity might be the second or third thing on most people's list of what they could do. And that's okay. But you have to remember that in this method, you're going to be doing front-end marketing and belly-to-belly and direct stuff all the time because that's what we do. But if you had a secondary stream of people coming in based on the other areas of your life, I mean, that's certainly the internet area. But, Steve, does anybody ever come to you for computer information?
Sometimes.
And cross-line people? Well, we'll guarantee you, because Marion was saying the same thing, is yeah, lots of people want to. So if you were to sound like you knew what you were doing, and you're hanging around a party, a group of gathering of people, can you see how people would love to steal your internet or your computer information if you were giving it away free?
Sure.
Some of them call it bug the snot out of you, right?
Probably.
Then it becomes a matter of creating. The next step would be creating a series of informational pieces that automatically send themselves out, and then working those out. And so that's what I'm trying to do in terms of, yes, we want to be able to bring people in, and I think you're going to see as we get rolling here this week that we have a way to help people. Wow, this is really neat. There's lots of people kind of involved. I can do it from wherever I am. I believe I could do this, But I also want to start adding a stream for, I've found over time that just banging into people and making prospects, to me, is as easy as breathing. But for a lot of my distributors, it's not. Have you noticed that, Tracy?
Chuck's laughing.
Some days are better than others.
You like, you know, Tom Vincey and some of the other people that signed up in your group, or even just your cousin. Their expertise would not be what I do. So what I'm beginning to realize in my age-old wisdom is that if I continue to try to tell people who are never going to be able to go out and cold call or be real creative to change somebody who's not even on the track of looking for something, all they're going to do is get frustrated and quit. But there's people out there in our businesses that are really good at doing stuff like follow-up. They just dig it. And if they could follow up with an automated sequence of events that actually is compelling information, that's another phase in which Chuck and Tracy and I have had some past history. How do you write compelling information? That means stuff that says, if I read this and do this, if I get a vision, it makes me want to actually move forward and do something. So we want to start our speak in compelling information. I tried a little of it the other night. That's kind of interesting. Did you notice when I sent out the email on the mattress system? And did any of you read that email?
I did.
I'm trying to use less words, but use words that are fun for people to... You know, who's ever watched the channel on TV that sells stuff? What is that channel called?
QVC?
QVC. That is one place to go and really learn. Because they sell some of the dumbest crap.
You watch it, huh?
What do they talk about? Why do people just buy it in hordes, in droves?
Benefits, don't they?
Benefits is an interesting point because we've been trying to do that for a long time.
Yeah, we have.
And I don't think anybody's really ever done it very well in Nikan. In fact, I'm absolutely certain of it. And I think this is one of the last big pieces to drop into place, is that we're really not selling well. We think we got our handle on stuff. We think we have all this great material. But even with the stuff that came out recently, it looks fancy, but it's for the distributors.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What Terry's finding is that if it says internet and it has fancy colors, that's all he wants people to know. The people in Canada that are using this kind of system, they basically, is I give them a 4.5 minute video and I never let them go into the back end of that thing. At that point, they have to go to an interactive WebEx or they have to go to a Wellness Home Preview. Either or. So I want you guys to spend the week trying to... Let's see, I'm trying to think of something I heard this week that really made sense. What are we marketing? What exactly are we marketing? And really what we're marketing is information that can, or problem solving. We're marketing problem solving. So if we can really ask people what their problem is and go about serving them in that problem by just simply asking questions and trying to get a best match for those people. Can we start to write up or think about things in terms of your presentation? I'd like to have you all kind of come up with a sales letter this week that would be something that would just say, in terms of information that's provides people with a solution to a problem, what are the things that we can bring to the table? Y'all, does that make enough sense to maybe give it a shot?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be real interesting when you start comparing things, because you're going to find that it'll be about 9 bullet points, and that's all you need. That's all you need. Then let the system, I want those bullet points to fit into that one key slot that's missing. We got enough backup validation information in NECAN to choke a moose. But what we don't have is we don't have that compelling stuff that says, here are specifically some problems we can really provide solutions for. In a way that people believe, you know what, I really believe you do have a solution. So let's try that this week and have at it.
Give us an example.
Marion, I'm going to make you do laps. All right, let me try to give you an example, Marion, of a solution that someone could, now I'm only giving you one, and then you have to be creative. You have to really put that thinking cap on. A solution that somebody is looking for today in their lives is a solution that says, I want to be more at peace that the direction that my career is headed is. Do you think some people are worried about the directions their careers are headed?
Yep.
In most industries, wouldn't you agree with that? So that's a major solution that they're looking for, is some way to be at peace with the idea that the industry they're involved with is a growing industry instead of an industry that is falling away. Does that open up the cupboard enough for you to say, I'll dabble with a few little sentences or places to pique somebody's interest in an area where that's a major problem? Do you have any solution? Can you make a candy-coated, sounds like an amazing possibility, gee, I'd love to look at it in that area? Is that helpful, Marion?
Yep, it does. It clarifies where you're going.
Jerry,
you definitely want it to be a solution for something in NECAN.
A solution in their lives.
Okay.
Because I think if you, how many of us would agree after having been involved with NECAN and going to Humans Being More, that if you really think about it, you've almost had everything in life is in NECAN in miniature. There is something for loneliness. And that one I heard about this week was a pretty interesting thing. Do you know that the entertainment industry is a solution for loneliness?
I believe that.
And it must be a very big problem for which people are looking for solutions, because they spend a great deal of their time in that pursuit of entertainment. And what are they trying to get a solution for? Loneliness. Chuck and Tracy, does it make sense to, in some of these categories, that these are things we just, if we open them and start to dialogue in them, we might be finding things that are more realistic to people about their day-to-day life? Or am I crazy?
I think with the proper wording and the right topic I think it is.
Because can you see how we would say multi-billion dollar multinational Japanese corporation doesn't say anywhere near the same thing as next year and the year after and the year after. Everything you do is going to become more and more and more necessary because. Which one would people more want information on? So it's going to be a paradigm shift, a complete different way of thinking how to prepare our materials and our discussions with people. Eric, what do you think?
I think that sounds fantastic.
Can you see where we may have been missing the boat? As an entire organization, entire NECAN field, we keep validating all the time, but I think this is just the hidden secret.
Jerry?
Ooh, I'm already excited. Because as we start to get
people,
prospects and start blowing it out, I don't think it's going to take more than two or three or four of those little triggers, and they will change the direction they're walking to try to find out how to get on this new direction because it's really what they're looking for. So let's find out some areas that people need solutions, and let's start thinking about how we're going to verbalize ways to make them realize we may have solutions. Clear enough?
And you're thinking in terms of an elevator, that quick little phrase?
I believe, Marion, that if you listen carefully to people and you've really practiced, that you've got a pocket full of maybe five or six of these areas, that you'll be able to recognize when people are in one of those universal areas of where they need a solution, and you'll be able to bullet one of these things, and it'll be absolutely compelling to them, and most people will want to know more information. I just believe that. So
yeah,
I'm not trying to say there's a right or a wrong. It's not like a test.
Yeah. I was with a lady today. I noticed her looking at a map and in a parking lot. So I came over and asked her if I could help her get lost somewhere. And we just clicked, and I was helping her find places that she was new to Spokane. So I asked her why she was here, and she was retired, but obviously looking for something else. So, I mean, this is exactly what we're talking about here, is just having those quick little things to say so that we want to be the magnet that attracts her.
Yeah, I think the overarching concept here is we're just looking for what are major areas that people are looking for solutions, and how can we phrase what we do so that it would be, they would believe, by gum, that person just might have a solution for what I need. So let's do that this week and watch for what we're going to be coming up here with. What's that, Tracy?
You know, Dani Johnson, on her thing, she gets right into it, and what is it they're, you know, wanting and looking for, and, you know, she asks questions, like, right away.
Is that what we're talking about?
And then she knows basically what, you know, to work with when she comes back and, you know, gets together with them again. Well, remember you said that, you know, you wanted to spend more time with your daughter and be able to go to ball practice. I mean, just, you know, whatever. In 2 years, you like to see yourself retired or what have you. But
I think
like
that every, whether you're doing Durkin or Dave Johnson or Danny Johnson or anybody that has ever been very successful at that game, that's exactly what they're doing, is they're learning about the people before they really unload what they're dealing with. That's perfect. Yeah, exactly. But I think if we can just tweak our words a little bit, it's going to be an astounding next month. I just am stoked about it. And I really think we're getting the back office stuff done, the processing plant stuff done, and just watch for that to come out. I'm going to just unveil it in pieces. I think it's just too big a nut for everybody to come out in pieces. Who else had another comment?
One of Jerry, on all your scheduled webinars, I accidentally deleted that. Can you resend it to me?
Well, they're already done. So what I'm going to be doing now is I'm waiting for Mike DiMuccio to put me up on the OnStar program. And with that, it makes this thing thousands of times simpler so that our people will have one place to go, and they'll look and see when are our webinars scheduled under my name, and they can go to those webinars. We'll have three separate categories. One will be the business and product validation webinar. One will be a strategy session, and then the third one will be plugging yourself in. Those will all be available as live online events, and that's really what we're going to be looking at. So as soon as Mike gets me up, anybody anywhere can go look up where we are and figure out those classes and go from there. And pretty soon it's not going to be just me. It drives Jan nuts that I'm doing all the stuff, and she hates that. So we'll be having some other people do that. But that's how I'm going to do it, and we'll also begin to start to send out, as Marion is doing with her team, some of these e-vites. Let's get used to e-vites and inviting to specific e-events, and we'll start at that level. So we get used to them, we start to get the vision for them, we have fun with them, and then we'll move to another level. I think that just makes more sense. Okay, guys. Appreciate you.
Thanks.